Welcome back to Nightside Project. Ethan Millard and Alex Keery. Ethan, today when I hosted the Browsers with J.A. McFarland, I thought was how horrific this whole situation down in Hilldale was, and how, you know, basically during the show we get two more confirmed bodies that have been found, and now the count is at 12 with still one body missing.
One child still missing.
And they called it a search and recovery effort. Stopped using the word rescue during the middle of the day today, and that's what it's become, as that community is just gripped now by trying to deal with one of the worst, if not the worst, weather-related accident that has caused so many deaths. And at the end of today, we could have 20 deaths because another type of a flood situation happened in a situation that a lot of people have found themselves in. And other places where other people have died in the state of Utah when it comes to flooding is in these crazy desert floods that are found in slot canyons. Joining us on the program, our own Dave Colley, who aside from being a newsman is also very experienced with the canyoneering from a personal perspective. And Dave, this is very scary, all the news stories together, and then on top of that, to have something like this. But what happened in Hilldale is very different from what happened in these slot canyons, isn't it?
Well, it really is. If you look at what happened in Hilldale, you had people who were along the creek, but were not outside their vehicles out recreating. They weren't in a slot canyon necessarily. They just had so much water that came through. When you look at what happened in Zion, these folks were in a canyon called Keyhole Canyon, which is it's actually one of the shorter technical slots in Zion National Park. It's actually right off the highway, and most people look at it as kind of a beginner canyon, but what we know is that this group got trapped in there when that same cell that hit Hilldale moved north over Zion. It pounded that area, and they were in there at the wrong time and just got hit with all of that water.
It gets so dangerous in those slot canyons when it's raining. Now, my understanding, you can correct me if I'm wrong, my understanding is that a lot of those slot canyons in the park, including Keyhole, require permits.
Right.
Are the permits not somehow tied to the weather?
So Zion has kind of a trigger system. They look at the flow coming on the North Fork of the Virgin River out of the Narrows. When it reaches a certain point, a certain flow level, they'll cancel all of the permits and close all of the backcountry routes. Now, if you looked at the weather yesterday, obviously not a good time. This time of year, when you get a lot of that monsoonal moisture coming out of the Pacific, many people will say, don't canyoneer, don't go into these desert canyons, because even if you can't see the storm over your head, there's a chance that it's dumping somewhere else, and that's going to flow down and hit you. So, we have yet to kind of figure out exactly what warning they had, if any. But when you go in to pick up your permit at the Zion Backcountry Desk, they do have information there about the weather forecast for that day, about the flash flood potential, and they'll tell you outright, hey, don't go in here if it looks like this is going to be beyond your ability. And these folks just got hit, as we know, with that just monster storm.
Dave Colley joining us on the Nightside Project. Dave, covering all this and having to deal with and balance this during your day, during the Utah's afternoon news show that you produce, you can't probably help but look back on times maybe where, have you been in situations like this where it got very dangerous very quickly?
Absolutely. I can tell you, even just earlier this year over Memorial Day when we had those crazy storms down south, I was headed up Upper Muley Twist in Capitol Reef. And I was actually driving my car. It's a Jeep route to get up to the upper trailhead there. And we came around a corner, my brother and I, and here came probably 6 or 8 inches of water flowing down this otherwise dry wash at us. And I pulled my car up on a sandy bench and watched that water climb, thinking, this, we don't know how heavy that water is going to come as it has this big frothy, front carrying some debris and stuff with it. Thankfully, it ended up not being that bad. But I can tell you, your heart skips a beat when you're headed up the canyon and suddenly you just see this wall of water coming at you.
Yeah, it is potentially so, so dangerous. I had my own experience several years ago, and I shared this with you. I know I've shared it with you before, Dave.
Yeah.
But I was in a slot canyon. This was something I did a lot. I had a group of friends, and we did this a lot. We did a lot of canyoneering, and we loved it. And we were in a late season canyon. It was actually about this time of year. And there was a chance of rain, but it was blue skies. And at that point, we made the decision to get into that canyon. It was kind of a long canyon. It was going to take us most of the day. And we got caught in a flash flood. And it was We were very grateful that at the point the flood actually hit, we were able to, just ahead of it, scramble up onto a ledge. But that is exactly the way that people get killed every single year in these slot canyons. And Dave, I know that Zion National Park has this, you know, method of watching the weather, but I have my own personal gauge, and I'm not joking, and I may be too conservative in this, I may be too gun shy, but my feeling is if you're canyoneering and there is a 20% chance of rain up here in Salt Lake, that's not a very good chance of rain, but when you're canyoneering, mm-hmm. a 20% chance of rain means a 20% chance that you will be in that situation of having to scramble up and out of a flash flood or even worse. And in my mind, you know, the state of Utah has so many totally dry days.
That would not be worth it. Don't
go
risk
on,
it.
Go on one of those. Go on a day where the chance of precipitation is literally zero, because otherwise, man, it can get so dangerous so quickly. Am I being too gun shy, do you think, Dave?
Well, here's the other thing you'll hear forecasters say. A 20% chance of rain doesn't mean that you have a 1 in 5 chance of getting wet. It means 20% of the forecast area will get wet. Mm. So somewhere is going to get rain. Now, in a place like Zion, you have so much slick rock, and this all flows one way. It flows toward the Virgin River. And so all these little canyons that people like to go on are tributaries of the Virgin River. Well, if you are in an area that is collecting water from that, say, 20% of the forecast area that's getting rain, it's going to hit you. And yeah. as you mentioned, some canyons have places where you can climb out, some don't. And yeah. so you have to know going in, what are my escape routes? You have to be watching the weather forecast. You have to watch the sky above you. You have to talk to other people, especially if you're inexperienced, who know the conditions and who can tell you, if there's a question, this is not the canyon for you. Maybe go over here.
Yeah. All right, Dave, that's excellent information. We really appreciate it. Dave Colley's one of our colleagues here. He's the executive producer for Utah's Afternoon News. And we rely on Dave a lot for a lot of the outdoor coverage and right. a lot of the environment, things like that. So, Dave, we appreciate the information. It's good stuff. Thanks so much. Have a great evening.